Welcome to the Sexy Life Podcast, where you can get your healthy dose of sexy insights from high achievers living the sexy life. Join Lucy, your host, on the journey to a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Welcome, sexy people. I'm Lucy, your host to the Sexy Life Podcast. Right now, we have with us Elisa DiLorenzo, relationship coach, mom of two, and co-host of One Extraordinary Marriage, the number one marriage podcast on iTunes. She's authored four books with her husband, including the Amazon bestseller, 7 Days of Sex Challenge. And she's here to talk with us today about how we can add more sizzle and spark to our intimate relationships. So Elisa, without any further ado, please fill in any gaps in that introduction.
It just makes me laugh. I'm like, oh, the books, the kids. Yeah, it's true. It's what we do as moms, right? Yeah. We juggle a lot of balls. And, you know, Tony and I have been married 21 years now, which is just like, that blows my mind. I'm like, our marriage is officially legal, right? We're 21 years old. So I'm like, oh my gosh.
It can drink champagne.
We can drink. Yeah, we can celebrate. But you know, we are at a situation where we have a high schooler and a middle schooler. So, yes. You know, we've done the toddler, we've done elementary years. And now all of a sudden I'm like, wow, we are in a whole new world with different challenges. And yet we know from all the work that we've done that continuing to contribute and to our marriage and to make our marriage strong is actually what's the fuel that's making everything else function.
Yeah. Yeah. And that absolutely makes sense. I've seen that play out in my own marriage and in so many families. Mm-hmm. So I think we already know the answer to this, but what is the area of mom life that you're most passionate about supporting other moms with?
Well, I do all of my work really on getting moms to focus on scheduling intimacy, right? In this idea. And when I say intimacy, yes, I am talking about sex, but I'm also talking about all of the other forms of intimacy. Mm-hmm. Because everything that we do as moms comes down to, and I'm going to reach for it right now. It comes down to what pops up. Yeah. What pops up on this guy, right?
Yes.
Because we're ruled by our calendars.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For good or for bad, it's just the world that we live in. You know, Lucy, even you and I doing this today, the alert popped up on my phone. Don't mm-hmm. forget, you've got your interview with Lucy, right?
Yep.
We're gonna have this conversation. Or, you know, the kids have a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on your calendar. And I don't care if you have a paper one or electronic one.
Or both.
Or both.
Three.
Sometimes, thank goodness, you know, for all the integrations now.
Yeah.
But we put everything else that's important to us on our calendar.
Yeah.
And yet when it comes to our relationships, specifically with our husbands, sometimes we're like, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Like, we'll have sex sometime. We'll go out on a date night sometime.
Mm.
And yet if it's as important as, you know, the PTA luncheon and the school fundraiser and little Susie's piano recital, it probably also needs to be on your calendar too.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah, I completely agree. I didn't really think that it was, you know, here's the thing too, and I'm sure you hear this a lot, is some pushback on like, well, but then it takes away the spontaneity. Well, guess what? It's not happening being spontaneous. So
bingo.
Try something different. Yeah.
Bingo. And I get it. You know, we as women, we're actually conditioned from a pretty early age to expect our knight in shining armor to come in and sweep us off. I mean, there's a reason there's a whole genre of movies called chick flicks or books called chick lit, right? Because we have this fantasy built up in our head that it's going to be, you know, rainbows and unicorns, that he's always, and I don't use that word very often, but he's always going to do the right thing and he's always going to be romantic and we're always going to have time.
Yeah.
And then you become a mom and time, what's that, right? Romance, sometimes, where did that go?
Lost in the dishes.
Although I will say, ladies, if your husband's doing the dishes, just, you know, give him a little squeeze. You will actually probably get a little bit more dishwashing and that will make your life easier. But we buy into, from an early age, we buy into this whole notion of romance and romantic, and it's going to be spontaneous. And what I would ask is, you know, how much consideration have you given to the fact that Hollywood and all those spontaneous, you know, romantic scenes are done with a cast and crew of hundreds. Mm-hmm. There's the makeup person, the musicians, the guy holding the lights, the guy, making sure that, she's being fanned. Yeah. There's all these people. It's not even spontaneous in Hollywood.
No, everything's very meticulously planned. Oh, and would you even say, okay, so here's the other thing. I heard this recently. I hadn't thought of it this way. So when we say, I want it to be spontaneous and everything, but if we think about the early parts of the relationship, it wasn't necessarily spontaneous then. There was like days and hours of buildup and anticipation and building desire and just excitement about when we were going to see each other. So it wasn't like some combustible thing that just came together. There's so much forethought.
Such a good example. Because back then we were so intentional, right? Yeah. Like, he's taking me out for a date. I'm going to wear that dress, or he's coming over for dinner. I'm going to plan this meal, or we're going to go, I'm going to plan this date. And so I want to take him to this special place, right? We were working on creating an environment, creating a place where spontaneity could actually happen. But there'd been so much intentionality to get to the spontaneous, we look across the room and our eyes meet and then we you're already being intentional.
Yes, exactly. And it's on our mind, they're on our mind, and then we somehow get stuck in the familiar and the assumptions, right? So yes, creating the space, that's the key, right? And what I hear you talking about whenever you mention scheduling intimacy, not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally, is nurturing that space, right? Yes. So that desire can grow.
Well, and here's the thing, when we carve out the time, right? So case in point, Tony and I have actually been scheduling sex for, we figured out, I think it's like 8 or 9 years now. Yeah. And so some people hear that and they're just like, you two are nuts. but here's what our scheduling looks like, right? It doesn't say on my calendar, you will not find Tuesday at 9 o'clock, get naked with Tony. It's not there. But what we've done is we've created the intimacy lifestyle. And in our marriage, we sat down and said, how many times a week do we want to have sex? Right? Mm-hmm. Because that's like one of those questions where, he's got a number, she's got a number, but if we never talk about what those numbers are,
yes,
somebody's getting their feelings hurt and someone's feeling a little pressured. Yeah. Not saying male or female, it's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
But we talked about that and then we said, okay, how are we going to split the week for our number? Our magic number is 2. And so Tony has 3 days in which he has the privilege to initiate. I have 3 days in which I have the privilege to initiate. And it is a privilege. It's not an obligation. Yeah. It's not a to-do. It's a gift that I'm giving him and vice versa. Because let's face it, it's good.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. So let's not make it another have to do this.
Drudgery.
Yeah. And when we look at that, so it's on the calendar. I know his days are Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sometime in those 3 days, he's going to be a little more romantic or I'm going to get a text. So I'm getting all the spontaneity.
Yeah.
Within a structured framework. And it's what works best for our society and where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity within a framework.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then it also builds the anticipation because you know that you're going to look forward to, like you say, like Tony says in the tagline, takes the guesswork out of when you're going to get some.
That's right. That works for both, right? Yeah. For the high desire spouse and for the low desire spouse. If you've got a system, then the high desire spouse is going to know that their needs are going to be met, right? Because we've agreed on this and the high desire spouse knows that, okay, if it's the low desire, it may go to, in our case, it may go to the third day if the low desire spouse is just like, powering down, but it's going to happen, right? And for the low desire spouse, they're like, okay, this is our framework, right? My spouse isn't going to be asking me every day, are we? Mm-hmm. It's like the seagulls in Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Mine, are we? And so you have this freedom in your marriage now to really just explore and grow your marriage without the pressure of, what does this look like? And how long has it been? Because that question.
Yeah. Yeah. And you look and like, it's been a while.
It's been a while. We lived that marriage for our first 11 years where there was oftentimes when I'm like, okay, it's obviously been too long and you need to, no. So now. Mm.
And then you feel like the guilt and kind of obligated to do it. Yeah. So the obligation takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it does.
So why is this such an important thing for moms to master in their lives?
I think it's important because as our lives get more scheduled, more crazy with, you know, your kids need to do this and you've also got to be doing this. And we're trying to do everything so well that often our relationships take a back seat. And so if we can master intimacy, it actually has a ripple effect, right? Because if we master intimacy with our husbands, here's what happens. Our core foundation of our families becomes super, super strong, right? It becomes literally rock solid, because when your husband knows he's a priority in your life, or the priority, and that the marriage is going to be rock solid, and you two are going to, you know, not just be intentional about your sexual intimacy, but your emotional intimacy and financial and on, then all of a sudden we don't have power struggles in the marriage, right? Yeah. We have partnership, which is ultimately what marriage is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. But that ripple effect then goes to our children. And they feel secure because, you know what, when mom and dad are working through their challenges, when mom and dad are affectionate with one another, when mom and dad make time for date nights, or kids just know sometimes mom and dad's door is locked. Mm-hmm. We actually, and just completely, you know, free little piece of advice, lock your bedroom door every night. That way the kids don't walk up and are like, oh, door's locked. Wonder why. just lock it every night. And then they have to knock, and that'll be a good thing for everybody. Just a piece of advice there.
But you can just lock them in their rooms at night. Well, no, I'm not saying what we do.
No.
Wait, we have toddlers though, the little guys. So I do actually have toddler-proof doors in the inside of their room. So
because you need them not to like be wandering around at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Totally get that. So we have a strong marriage that then creates a strong family unit. And when our family units are strong, because the kids see the security in the marriage relationship, then we start creating strong communities. Yes. And the amazing thing about us creating strong communities, starting with the strong marriage, is that that's how we create an amazing world. Right? You know, some people are like, what difference does my marriage make? Well, let me tell you, if your marriage is rock solid strong, you have the ability to influence hundreds of people that you don't even know, because they're going to be looking at you and going, what did they do? Like, they're so connected. They're so in tune with one another. Yeah. Well, they make each other a priority is what they do.
Yes. And you know, that's it. Cause a lot of times, that's such a good point. A lot of times I've heard people say, well, I don't know what I want, what the vision is for my marriage, cause I've never seen somebody who has a marriage that was any better than the one that I have. So just simply being who we are.
Yeah.
And others seeing that modeled for them can be such an influence and inspiration.
And I would say to that point, if you haven't had that model, because a lot of my coaching clients haven't necessarily had the model of what does a strong, healthy marriage look like, then you need to actively be seeking that out. It's why we started the podcast, One Extraordinary Marriage Show, all those years ago. Cause we didn't, we both come from intact families. You know, our parents are amazing, but there were challenges that we had never seen our parents actually deal with. And so we started bringing those challenges to the show to say, you know what, Tony and I are going to talk through how do we handle kids when they were little, because we've been podcasting for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
The kid that wouldn't sleep through the night, or the kid that's throwing a temper tantrum, or dealing with our parents, or dealing with finances. The conversations we never saw our parents have, we've now recorded on the show so that other people have that toolbox.
Yeah.
For those that didn't have that example, or maybe you had a great example and you're like, but my parents never talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You resource yourself.
Yeah. That's a great point. To that point, you know, I want to encourage each and every one of you watching this to check out the One Extraordinary Marriage podcast, because how many episodes are you? Are you almost at 3,000-4,000?
So this summit is happening at the end of October, right? We're right here at the end of October. And on the 31st, we will hit episode 400.
Oh, 400. Yes. Oh my gosh. I
love the timing of the summit, because it's just another part of the celebration of the fact that we're hitting 400 shows on Halloween.
Yeah.
And just the ability to have shared our marriage and to impact, you know, hundreds of millions of marriages around the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And our marriage was definitely one of those impacted. Mm-hmm. So I could say a lot about that, but I would like to shift now to, and I think I know what you're going to say, but because I've heard this and you're kind of like the person who's mastered this. What is the one thing that moms can begin doing today to begin mastering this area of their life?
It's pulling out your calendar and
yes.
I'm like, did that match up with what you, it's pulling out your calendar and putting him on the calendar.
Yeah.
Right. And it can be like, love my husband right now, you know, and you know, maybe that's what you're going to do on Saturday, right? Or maybe Tuesday night, and you're just going to put it on there. And hear me, it doesn't have to mean you're going to have sex, but let's start creating those windows where it pops up and you're like, oh, I actually set aside an hour for this.
Yeah.
Hold on. Like, and when you see it on your daily calendar, you're going to be like, okay, kids are going to be, and moms, it's okay. Like, let me just give you a little permission here. It's okay if your kids are watching videos while you're loving on your husband.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's worth
the world, the world will not come to an end when mom and dad are happy and like you come out of your bedroom or wherever you are. When you've got that smile on your face and a few endorphins running through your body and they got to watch an extra episode. I don't even know what the kids' cartoons are these days.
Oh gosh. I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Show.
I'm like, my kids are so old. It was like Dora and Thomas the Train. So
oh, they're still cool. Dora and okay. Thomas are still cool.
So an episode of Thomas for the two of you to have time together during the day. And let me, schedule time before midnight or 10 p.m. Oh, or whatever yes. time you go yes. to bed. Moms, you get to the end of the day and you're exhausted. I know because I fall into bed exhausted. So when you're scheduling that time, look for those windows where both you and your husband will be awake. Because awake yeah. connection is so much better than somebody falling asleep connection.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that may mean that on the weekends during nap time, you don't go do the laundry or the grocery shopping. It may mean that because I'm telling you, 20 minutes with your husband, he will help you do those things, right? All of a yeah. sudden you will start to see as you get intentional about scheduling him, you're going to see a shift in the dynamic in your marriage. You're going to be like, is it that simple? And I'm here to tell you, it's that simple.
That's so true. And then they want to jump in more. There's not that resentment of like, well, the stuff that you have to do is more important than me. Mm. And just for us, like for me to know, for Ryan to feel seen and heard and like I could slow down and just look at him and see him and not feel hurried for just a minute, even just throughout the day. And it's so powerful.
Yeah. So. If you want to see the dish cleaning fairy show up in your house.
Yes, he has shown up.
Or the laundry fairy show up, or the clean the kitchen before everybody, you know, goes to bed, show up, fairy show up. Start pouring into your husband.
Yeah.
That person is in there. And in all honesty, he wants to connect with you. Here's the thing though. Sometimes, especially when our kids are little, we can get really, really focused on our kids.
Yeah.
And he starts to feel like, oh, what about me? And just like Lucy shared, those long looks coming up and surprising me out of nowhere with just a squeeze around his back or a kiss on the lips. And he's like,
or a smack on the butt.
Or smack on the butt. I get my butt grabbed. We do a lot of butt grabbing over here. But when that happens and he's like, oh, okay, I'm still the man in her life.
Yeah.
Goes a long way.
It really does. Oh, this is so good. I wish we had another like 30 minutes to talk about. You just go, I get so excited. So Alisa, where can our audience go to learn more about what you're doing?
Everything that we do, all the podcasts, all the resources, everything is at oneextraordinarymarriage.com. And we're all across social media. Everything is under One Extraordinary Marriage.
Yes. Great. So ladies, you don't want to miss that. Please go visit. Everything is going to be linked here below this interview. And also, I believe you were sharing the 19 questions to better sex.
Yes. So I know that sometimes, you know, this whole idea of scheduling intimacy and what works now versus what worked then can be, you know, can feel overwhelming. And you're like, how do I start the conversation with my husband? And so we have a resource. If you go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/19questions, you can print it out. It's a simple PDF and you can start having this conversation around your sexual intimacy with your husband. And the one thing I would say about this is don't try and answer all 19 questions in one sitting.
It's intense.
It's intense. And you're going to be processing whole bunch. So take one or two questions and, you know, go for a walk, right? And just, that's the other thing. Don't discuss this in the bedroom because your bedroom's got a lot of sexual energy. If you're going to have conversations about your sex life, do it outside the bedroom. But get this resource and allow it to open up new opportunities for the connection between the two of you, new conversations that maybe it's been a few years, or maybe you've never had them. And so you really get to have that opportunity to say, you know what, let's, in this next year, let's take this area of our marriage to the next level.
Yeah. And it's a fantastic resource, I've got to say. So I'm excited that Elisa's sharing this with you all because they're great questions. Yeah. And we have worked through these questions, and I think it's about time we go through them again. So, so again, follow the links, and then there'll also be a link here for One Extraordinary Marriage where all the resources are. And you can catch up to episode 400 coming up soon.
Yay!
So thank you so much, Elisa, for being here with us today and for sharing your awesome insights with us.
My pleasure.
I'm just so, so happy to have you. And I hope everyone has enjoyed this as much as I have.
My pleasure. Love seeing you all and connecting with you. And I can't wait to have you as part of the One Family.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Life Podcast. For more resources for your sexy life, visit sexylifecoaching.com. See you there.